We are here at Clawdaddy. He's going to bring you guys a video. We're sitting here. Look at this. We'll get a close-up of that. Sam, what is that?
That's our new seafood potato.
Come check it out. Here's your video. You're going to like it.
From the Department of Tourism is we are going to be changing our name.
Hey, I'll bring my iPhone. Okay, we're gonna try. I'll do whatever I can to make this thing go. First part of October is tough, man. You gotta really want it.
You gotta have your thermocell rolling.
You better know you do. If you don't, you just asking for malaria. Yeah.
One last thing.
Tell me.
Got any questions? Call Dave.
Got any questions? All right, we are here with Todd Wolf, Greg Hicks, who's me, Todd Wolf. Glenn Myers. We're going to be talking about the ARCLA Team Tournament Trail. And let's do a quick recap, if you will, guys. You know, I know you two fish it. And you did pretty solid. You know,
yes, sir. We did all right.
And Mr. Glenn didn't do too bad. You know, I think we had a good year.
I did real bad.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be honest. We're trying to start this thing off with a
positive. Practice looked good.
This was solid. It was actually getting it going that was probably the hardest part. But, you know, give us an idea, Todd, right off the bat. What's the first part that, you know, what would you say? Give us a synopsis of the year from a Todd Wolf standpoint.
Pretty good year. Me and Robert did fairly well. Todd for second, third. The other team got second because they had bigger bass than we did. Claiborne was good. We practiced. We found fish. The weather didn't mess us up. We got to our location and we caught them, stayed there all day. The second tournament, we went to Chico. That was a brutal. We the rain, the weather, it messed us up. We didn't do too good there. I think we had four fish. Then we went to Cross.
Yeah.
And Lord have mercy, that weather, that rain, that high water.
Pretty rough.
We zagged when we should have zigged,
right.
And I knew to zig, but there was the majority of the field going that direction, and so I said, we stay away. So we didn't do good there.
Yeah.
And then the river tournament was okay. You know, we went in the devil's hole. We went in the devil's hole, and we pounded it out with the rest of the boats in there. And then up on the river, Felsenthal, we had one location, and we stayed in a half-mile stretch, sharing it with another guy, Mr. Savage. Hayden.
Yeah.
We shared it with him, and that was...
For a young guy fishing by himself, he impressed me.
Yeah.
On that tournament, he caught, you know, came
I'm
in
I'm going to tell the story. Fish. Okay.
Go ahead. Right, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, so he's on the right side. We're on the left side. We're fishing. He's catching. We're catching. We leave him for 2 or 3 hours and come back, and he's still going. And next thing you know, you see him fighting a fish, and then you see him in the boat. He sits down. He's retired. So he stands up, about 10, 15 minutes later, he's fighting a fish, and you see him sitting in the boat down again, retired. You can tell he's getting mad. About that time, I flipped up on a cypress tree, and a fish hit it, wrapped it around a limb, and it was a 3-pounder. And we went over there and got it. And so that made him, he came over, he trolled over to us. He said, all right, what fishing line do you have? He said, I done broke 2 fish over 4 on it. And I said, well, Seaguar, buddy, that's all we use. Seaguar and Vizx, Brazx, that's all you're going to find in here. He said, well, I'm throwing every bit of this sun line away. I said, yeah, I don't blame you.
You know,
he was kind of fit to be tied.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you guys, you finished, was it second on that tournament?
Yes.
Second place, and then Angler of the Year, you got what?
Well, it was same points as second place, but we ended up third.
Okay.
Because the second team had a larger fish for the year.
That's exactly right. Yes. I remember that.
Tiebreakers, we big fish.
Yes.
And so they had a bigger fish than we had. Any event that we have, if you have a tie for 5th, 6th, 1st, whatever, whoever's got the big fish that day gets that place.
I got you.
Instead of a fish off and all that kind of stuff.
Right. That's a good way to do it up there. So the infamous Glenn Myers.
Yeah.
Wrap us around your season real quick.
Well, you know, I've had a really good time. My partner and I, Brooks Johnson, we've had a really good time. And on days that don't count, we look real good. but actually, Greg, tell you the truth, we had a decent finish over at Cross. We came in, I think, around 13, somewhere in there. And like Todd was saying, you know, the weather was the story. And I think that's kind of been the story for all our tournaments.
Yeah.
Whether it's been right after a torrential downpour, 25 mile an hour winds, a hurricane,
or brutal heat.
Or brutal heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, last year we fished Felsen Thaw, and we got a mile outside the harbor there, and we blew a power head. So we were on the main river with no shade and no wind all day long. So it was a little better this year. We didn't have that happen, but we were only able to put one fish in the boat. We had a break off all day long, just come unbuttoned, good fish. I don't know where we would have finished, but it would have been a lot better than we did that day. But, you know, we've had a great time, and I think that's kind of indicative of our whole season, you know, with the guys that we have fishing against each other. You know, everybody gets along pretty well, but we've got some good sticks in this thing. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
You know, there's competition every time you go out there.
I've seen that.
And you can have a good tournament one time, and you can have a bad one the next time. And these guys that are fishing, they are relentless.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, and don't ever judge a book by the cover.
No.
You know, you can't look at who has the prettiest rig and the nicest boat and think that they're the ones that are going to do it, you know?
That's absolutely right.
You see old Stacy Boggs go out there.
That dude catch him and Scott probably catch him in a 14-foot John boat.
That's right. They'll put you in your place real quick. Real quick. I think one time I might just go out there and go real slow and follow them sometime.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Anyway, so. But now we had a really fun season, and Brooks actually had to fish one of those at Chico by itself. I had another engagement, but same story, you know. We're on fish until tournament day,
and then it just
fizzles out. So, you know, you get out there and you sling real hard, and you know how to fish. You know, I've won money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in top in my club, you know, fishing that deal. So when it's the little money's on the line, I do okay.
Well,
on Caney, he had one of them 27-28 pound bags.
Yeah. I had 26-70 on Caney one day. Yeah. But yeah, I wish it was. I wish we'd have been fishing our deal out there that
day. Ain't that the truth?
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I know how, or sometimes I just get lucky, and I'll take either one.
You know, I say this all the time, in a village full of pygmies, I'm a giant. But when you get amongst guys that are real solid fishermen, I mean, that's the humbling factor, right?
We've got it. Yeah. You know, we've got, and we want more of them. You know,
yes.
we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, we've got really good fishermen. We've got a good group. You know, we don't have... Sometimes you can have some guys that are, you know, they're tough to get along with. You know, they've always got something to say, or they've always got a problem that you need to work out. They need an extra, you know, kid gloves to coax them and pet them and, mm-hmm. you know, take care of them. But we don't really have that. Todd fields most of those calls when they come in. You guys have questions, but, you know, it's usually a short conversation and nobody really has had any problems. So. Right. We've had a really, really good group of guys. We're blessed with that.
And we're learning every year. We're learning how to get better and more professional.
And we take things under advisement, too. We do. We want to make this as good as it can be.
Yes.
It's not a our way or the highway kind of thing. I mean, we do have to stick to our rules.
Right, obviously.
But, you know, we're not against examining those rules and simplifying them, changing them if they need to be. You know, for the next season.
And I think that's a good outlook to have. That way you're not just ruling with an iron fist. You're like, okay, guys, we're making a rule. If it, you know, if we see some errors or some holes in it, we can make some adjustments. And I think that the fishermen will appreciate that aspect. You know, we're not out
there trying. Well, we hope so. You
know? Well, Dale has instilled this in my head. We're not out to DQ an angler ever, a team or anything.
Yeah.
We just want to follow the rules. It's not our job to DQ anybody. They'll DQ themselves, if anything.
That's right.
But we're not going to sit there and look. And it's hard for me to see that. I'm learning how to just relax and be patient. And, hey, if something happens, just address it and let's move on.
Yeah, and that's one thing I was really impressed to see was the use of a polygraph, you know, just to make – because, you know, I mean, when there's this kind of money on the line, you know, the true colors will show up in somebody.
Yeah, you got to keep folks honest.
You got to keep honest folks honest, you know.
Right.
And
we didn't do that ourselves. When the original group came together, we spent 3 or 4 months in a room like this hashing out the rules. And a polygraph was something we all wanted. And so we reached out to other tournaments, Skeeter Basham, Texas Team, Alabama Team Trail. I spent hours on the phone with Miss Kay on Alabama Team Trail. How did she become successful? And she, honor your money, honor your rules.
Yeah.
She said, if you have to DQ your brother, your uncle, your aunt, whatever, don't hesitate.
Sure.
And so that was the two main things she said, focus on.
I can appreciate that. And I think everybody out there fishing it, because that's all you want. It's just, we have rules for a reason. Let's follow them,
right.
Basically.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny. The first question on that poly is what, Todd?
Did you read the rules?
Did you read the rules?
That's right. Did you read the rules? So, what's that old saying? I think a game warden told me one time, said, ignorance is no excuse to break the law.
That's exactly right. You better know.
Yeah. If you don't know, call them. That's our saying. If you don't know, call them.
If you don't know, call them. That's exactly right. You know, because we're anglers on tournament day.
Yes, that's all we are.
And it's kind of a conflict of interest for one of us to try to make a call.
Absolutely.
So we set that in place. Our tournament director has been Dale Taylor, and he, you know, as long as he wants to be, he will be.
Yes.
And, you know, we, on tournament day, if there's a call to be made, it falls on Dale.
That's right.
And he wants that. He knows how to handle it.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Mr. Dale's been in it so long.
Yes.
He gets the respect from everybody.
He has the respect of everybody. That's
because
exactly
he
right.
makes good decisions. Yeah. I don't think there's a person on earth that can say Mr. Dale Taylor doesn't do his best to be the most honest he can.
That's
every
exactly
day.
Right. Exactly. He's fair right down the middle.
Yep. Yeah. So let's first off, let's do some housekeeping real quick. The reason we're able to have tournaments like this and to give away that kind of money.
Yes.
It's because of where we are, places like Claudetti's. We're here at Claudetti's in the party room. They were gracious enough to allow us to sit in here and talk real quick, and we're going to chow down on some of that good food.
Yes, sir.
And good drink here in just a minute. But, you know, we want to say an extra special thank you to the sponsors who made this possible.
Yes.
So
I wish I had the list. I didn't think about the list.
Yeah, that's right.
But Miss Championship,
we have a long list.
And, yeah, right,
yes. You know, if you'll go to artsplaintrail.com, you'll see them.
That's right.
But, you know, we could not do it without them. And
because we're a nonprofit.
That's right.
And every penny that goes the angler pays at a tournament goes back to the angler. And then we put money back into it. We pay out 105%.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's – none of us make any money. We pay professionals, Dale, you, the photographers, the other people. Mr. Glenn's going to be our marketing director. He's going to take over things and make sure we do things right and we branch out.
That's right.
Because if you didn't know, we're planning a meeting in the state capitol with the director or commissioner of Louisiana State Parks. We're going to bring all our photos and data and videos and whatnot, and we're going to presentation to have a partnership. We may fish out of state parks from now on, but we're going to promote them, and they'll help us.
And guys, what we're talking about, you know, the way you can help this trail grow is not just participating, but liking, sharing, spreading them. But you have no idea how these guys will take data from social media and take it to a potential sponsor and say, guys, look, this is what we can do for your business. So that's where the likes, the shares, the talking, the commenting, the tagging, all that, plays a
huge factor. The information and digital world that we live in, you know, exposure is everything for a sponsor, for an entity such as the state and state parks. It's, you know, getting that exposure is everything because we're not just in everybody's face. We're in the faces of the people that matter the most. Mm-hmm. The people are going to use what you have.
That's right.
You know, so that impression that they're going to see is most valuable.
Right.
It's not going out to people that will never see it or use it or need it or anything like that. It's not a wide blanket. It's targeted.
Yeah.
So, you're exactly right when you tell people to like.
Yeah, and share. You're not only helping out the trail, you're helping out yourself for future purses to get even better and bigger. So it's a
we're
big
gonna,
deal.
We're going to grow the purse, the payback, as high as we can that this part of the country will allow us. You know, it's only going to do so much, and then we'll get our max potential.
That's right.
But, we want to thank the mayor, Mr. Crow.
John Crow.
John Crow. We want to thank the lady there.
Miss Mary.
Miss Mary.
Yep.
And then the president of the chamber.
Well, it's, he's from Bernice, Louisiana. That's where my mom is from. The large metropolis of Bernice. His name's Mike Patton, I believe.
Yes, Mr. Patton.
Yep.
Right, and the police jury. The police jury came on forward late.
Yep.
They're going to, all of them are going to help guarantee that money right there.
Yeah. So let's talk about one of the main reasons we are here, and that is the 2023 championship on Lake Darbon. So who wants to start fleshing that rascal out first?
Man, I'm telling you, there's been a lot of words spoke and a lot of nights that didn't get a lot of sleep thinking and planning and working on this. You know, we as a group have done a lot. I know he doesn't like to be recognized much, but you know, I really want to send a big shout out to one of our committee members, and Mr. Terry Morris. I don't know that this happens without him.
Right.
Honestly. It doesn't.
No. It just doesn't. Mr. Terry is you know, he's a big part of Farmerville, Union Parish. That's where his base of operation is for his businesses. He has them all over the state, a lot in this area, but he's got one or two south of here, about 100 miles. So, you know, he's pretty invested in Louisiana as it is. But he's really invested in our community and in our team trail and seeing the success of it. So we couldn't have this without him in Farmerville. He's been very instrumental in making that happen.
He made this happen.
That's a good deal. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Terry. From a guy who's just getting started in this stuff, man, you have really created something. I know I'm proud to be a part of it. So, yes. Or helped create, I should say. So. Yes.
But, you know, that being said, we dreamed it. We talked about it. We approached the right people, and it's here.
That's right.
We have a championship that's going to pay the largest amateur purse in the state of Louisiana or South Arkansas, and $15,000 for this championship.
That is insane.
It's hard to even say that and like it be real,
right?
But it's real.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And you know, on top of that. You know, we'll talk about some of these rules that we have going into that and some of the things that are going to be part of that leading up to the actual tournament days. But, you know, one of the things that folks don't realize is we're the only thing like this. We're the only thing like this. I mean, sure, there's other groups, and there's other circuits, but we're the only one that does it like this. We're the only one that's putting it on over this many days and allowing this much money to be a part of it and pulling in this many teams. And you know about how many teams are going to be there ahead of time. We're the only ones that are allowing everybody to take part in this kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, you finish in the top 10 in points this year, so you don't get to know. Everybody gets to go this time.
Right.
So, you know, that's something we're really proud of, and that too. That being said, how many of them get to take part in it? We're going to pay top 10,
okay,
in this championship.
All right.
Now we'll release the breakouts whenever we have the banquet, mm-hmm. and everybody knows that the night before.
Yeah, they left October 11th.
Yeah, so when we do that at the recreation center there in Farmville on October 11th. We're going to have a banquet there. And we'll talk about the banquet a little bit too. You know, the banquet, we have the fire department, Farmville Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have fish fry for us.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them cats now.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, thank you, Billy John, Robert Allen.
And again, Mr. Terry Morris coming through.
Yes.
Giving us the things we need to have a fish fry.
That's right. That's right.
So, we really appreciate him and Big Star for doing
Mr.
that.
Mr. Terry's got a nickname, don't you?
What's that?
Big Fish Terry.
Big Fish Terry.
Big Fish Terry. Like I named
Big Fish Terry at Cross
that's
now.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. I named Ray Albritton Big Win Ray, so he'll be Big Fish Terry. How about that?
Right.
So now the banquet, when is that again?
It's going to be on October the 11th.
October the 11th at the Rec Center in Farmerville, Willie Davis Recreation Center, if you're not familiar with it. Easy to find, not hard to find. Good place, good atmosphere. I think you guys will
start at 6 p.m.
Going to start at 6 p.m.
Yeah. And families are invited.
Yes.
You know, it's not just for the anglers. If they want to bring their significant others, they want to bring their kids, you know, however they want to do it, you know, we want, everybody needs to know that you're welcome.
That's right.
You know, we're trying to, you know, have some fellowship in this thing.
Yeah.
You know, we want to promote that as much as possible. We don't want just competition.
Yeah. But, and sponsors, man. If some sponsors want to come out.
Yes. So we're going to reach out to all of them and let them know.
Yeah.
Come out there. When, where, and why.
And shake a hand and see exactly where your proceeds are going and the guys and gals that they're going for.
You bet.
We're working on doing some stuff for the kids. While we're talking about stuff, they can go compete for prizes.
That's right.
There'll be something for the ladies. When they walk in, they'll get a ticket, and they may walk out of there with something.
That's right.
Something special.
That helps everybody come. Yes. You know, that helps everybody right there. So, practice for the championship. When's the practice going to be?
Practice is going to be October the 9th through the 11th. Now, we're going to have off limits starting at 3 p.m. on the 11th.
Okay.
Okay. We can start, what, 30 minutes before daylight on the 9th.
Yes. Okay. Now, remember, 14 days off limits.
That's correct. That's right.
So
prior to the 9th, 14 days prior to the 9th, nothing.
Yeah, you can't ask Uncle Bob what's going on Darbone. No information means nothing.
No information.
You have to, if somebody tries to tell you, you just
stop.
That will likely be on the pilot.
It probably will.
So there you go. So, guys, honestly, for real, don't go looking on Facebook, social media.
If it's public knowledge, you're good.
Oh, gotcha.
You can't solicit.
You can't do that.
14 days
prior. Yeah. I got you.
If you know somebody right now, that he's a ringer out there on Darbone, and you think you can get some information out of him and he'll tell you where a honey hole is, if he can tell you right now and up to 14 days before, 15 days before, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. But 14 days before,
no,
just shut it down.
Gotcha.
Practice starts, and then all you can do is practice. We're not talking about it.
All right. So let's talk about the Thursday, Friday, and then the final day.
Yes.
Where are we blasting off from on Thursday?
So we're gonna blast off at Darbone Point.
Okay.
Okay. And if anybody doesn't know exactly where that is, I'm sure everybody knows where Ritz Tails and Shells is out there, right off 33, and right there where all those little lakeside condos are.
The multicolored,
pastel colored, whatever you want to call them. That's Darbone Point.
Correct.
There's a nice concrete ramp there. I'm sure they would, if they're not sold out, they would love to be. So
you don't want to travel very far.
And if you mention Arclatine, they give you 10% off.
Look at that. Got you a little discount. Who doesn't like a little discount?
That's right. That's right. So, that's where we're going to go for those first 2 days. Our weigh-in and our blast-off is going to be right there.
Yeah.
And then on.
There's an extra bonus on each practice day.
That's right.
Big Fish gets $200 that day.
Really?
That Thursday and that Friday.
Thursday and Friday. So
it's kind of an extra big bass per day type.
Yes. I got you. And the championship is a culmination of the 3 days, right?
Yes. Okay. Cumulative weight. Yes.
Okay. Cumulative weight.
And now, would the big bass on Thursday and Friday go towards the final big bass?
No. Each day's got their own big bass.
Each day has their own.
And championship Saturday, big bass is 500.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Money, 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 money.
That's right, baby. Just so
that's what makes it roll.
That's right. Now, look, guys, also, if you have an RV and you want to just, if you don't, I don't want to rent one of those houses. If you've got an RV, they got RV hookups at Darbone Point, you're more than welcome to come out there and like you say, make it a long weekend. Have fun. Bring your family. It'll be a blast. They've got a pool there for kids. I don't know, mid-October, it's going to be a crapshoot whether or not it's going to be swimming, whether or not.
Right.
But, you know, they've got a nice place right there at Darbone.
Hot as it is right now, my money's on swimming in October.
Absolutely. That's what I'm telling you, I love to hunt. I love, you guys know, I love to bow hunt. And the first part of October is tough, man. You got to really want it.
You got to have your thermocell rolling.
You better know you do. If you don't, you're just asking for malaria, you know?
That's right.
Yes.
All right, so. Blasting off from the point on Thursday and Friday?
Yes. From the point, yes. Yeah.
Thursday and Friday.
That's correct.
And then weigh-in will be at what time?
It's going to be 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, the standard like we always do.
Well, 3 and 3:50.
Yeah, Dale, 3 and 3:50.
Gotcha.
We'll stagger them.
All right.
But then those top 20 guys, whoever has a top 20 after the first 2 days, those are the ones that are going to go out from State Park. They're the ones that are still in it.
Okay, so we only have 20 boats fishing Saturday.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's right.
Now and we'll pay half the field that day.
Again, now that's a state park. There is a large pavilion right there at the boat ramp. I love that place. Went out there, me and Matt Holloway went out there the other day doing some footage for the town of Farmerville. And because it is, I still can't, that is a very, very nice pavilion, very nice area, that state park. So
it is set up, tailor-made for us.
That's right,
for sure.
I hadn't been there, but I'm going Monday to meet with Demetrius.
It's tailor-made for us.
It is. It really is. I went out there. They had the Louisiana High School Fishing Championship, I believe, out there, and that's the pavilion they used. Parked the trailer right in the shade, keeps a breeze coming off that hill, and you got a beautiful view of Lake Dargham. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
Got good facilities right there. You don't have to travel, 400 yards to go to the restroom. I mean, everything's right there on site. So,
And speaking of, we're looking into a snow cone vendor to come.
Okay.
Provide snow cones for the kids.
Yeah.
We're looking into a jumping, bouncy thing for the kids.
Yep, got plenty of room out there for that.
We're looking into all that.
So,
We want to have a lot of festivities out there.
And all the vendors, they have the ability to come set up a tent, a booth, and display their product.
If you're going to do it, that'd be the weekend to do it.
Yeah, we're going to reach out to each and every one of the sponsors and tell them you're more than welcome to set up a tent or do whatever and talk your product, sell your product, and go from there.
So, all right. So, let's talk about, I see you got one thing right there, no alternates. Explain that.
Mm-hmm. So, our inaugural season last year and this year, we allowed alternates to fish up to two tournaments if a team had an angler that could not fish. They had to be pre-registered and paid, same deadline as the anglers before the season started. So, if they did so, then they could fish up to two if, like I say, one of those fishermen. So they had that alternate had to be determined. It's not something you can do right before each tournament. It had to be before the season. So, but those guys will not be qualified to fish the championship. So if you've got a teammate that can't fish the championship, then you're just solo.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be any alternates for the championship.
Gotcha. I got you. All right, so this is how it's going to go day one to blast off. We're going to start off based on where you finish the regular season. Is that right?
That's correct. Going to be your boat number.
Okay, so that's the first day.
Yeah,
correct. Through 49.
Yep, 1 through 49. Now, the second day, how are we going to do that?
Same.
49 through 1 in reverse.
Okay, 49 through
2. We go back.
I got you. All right. And then the third day, how does that work, the final?
Whoever's number one goes number one, and whoever's 20 goes number 20. However you stand in that 1 through 20, that's going to be your boat number.
Okay, 1 through 20 angler of the year?
No, 1 through 20.
For the weekend.
Yeah, as a Friday night,
first 2 days. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Okay, all right, I got you. So have we covered enough of the championship? We got some more stuff to talk about on that.
One last thing.
Tell me.
Got any questions? Call Dave.
Got any questions, call Dale.
Amen to that.
That's right.
Dale controls those days.
Yeah.
He's the man in charge of them, and if there's a question, call Dale.
We could take any kind of questions, probably leading up to it. Somebody has something between now and then. Once it gets in the thick of it, I would say probably within that 14-day window prior to practice. Yeah, we're off limits too.
That's right. So, y'all ready to talk about the improvements that we made in 24?
I'm telling you, we're so looking forward to this. I do a lot of promotion for other people. It's kind of what I do for a living. But this, I don't want to say the whole thing because there's been a group involved in this, and I wasn't there in the very beginning, but I have been since the start of this year. I talked to EK a lot last year. He's one of our committee members of EK's Marine, EK Kostrov. He would bounce things off of me and want to know. We've had a long-standing relationship over the years, and I'd put in my 2 cents when asked for, But they asked me to attend some meetings prior to getting started, and then I became a committee member this year. So I do have to say, though, where this thing is headed and the vision of it, I got to give a lot of credence to my partner over here and Todd, because, he had a vision. And to grow something and to make something bigger and better each and every year, you have to have goals. You have to have objectives. You have to have things that you want to say, well, maybe that worked or maybe this didn't, you know, and well, if that didn't work, then we'll get it out of the way or we'll make it better. And Todd's been able to do that because he has an idea where this thing wants to go. And he has shared that with all of us, and we agree.
Right.
We want this to be much bigger than it currently is. We don't want to be just, we love our community. We probably have as many quality fisheries around here as any weekend angler could ever want.
Yes.
But there's a lot of other quality fisheries in our state, you know, and a lot of other good sticks in our state. And if we're going to compete, yeah, let's compete.
Let's do it.
You know, there, I know a lot of guys over on the northwest side that are pretty dang good too. You know, I know some guys down in South Central that are pretty doggone strong. You know, I know some guys around Baton Rouge that you know, they give you a run for your money.
Right.
And then there's folks that basically live on Toledo Bend.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't want to catch them on a bad day.
That's right.
They ruin you.
That's right.
Chances. Right. But we want to invite as many of those guys to fish with us as we can, and we can't do that if we're not in their neighborhood.
Right. That's right.
You know, so that's kind of what our growth potential is. That's what our growth model is. We want to be other places than just here. So this year, we're kind of looking at trying to expand the I-20 corridor.
Gotcha. You know?
So last year and this year, we had one fishery over around the Shreveport, Bossier area, and in coming season we're going to have two.
Okay.
And then we're going to have some that's not too far, like the Claiborne.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys will say, well, I can go that far, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's half the field right there. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can come over here for two more, you know, and then a championship. So we feel like that's probably a good idea to try and coax people from other markets into doing that. And then once we've done that, we want to, like Todd said earlier, we have a meeting set. We're going to talk to the Lieutenant Governor's office or the Department of Tourism, and we're going to put a proposal together and show them what our vision is, what our short term is, what our long term is. And we know that some other states, state of Texas, state of Alabama, we know that they're doing that for their circuits,
mm-hmm.
you know, their state-sponsored circuits. Yeah. And we feel like we could do the same here. And all that's going to do is bolster our purse. If we have larger purse, then we have fishing.
Gotcha.
That's all there is to it, you know. But we need to make sure that we have a quality organization. We have a strong foundation. And they need to know that we're not just some fly-by-night bunch of yahoos that got together and said, hey, let's go fish and win some money. You know, we've got our ducks in a row.
Right.
And so these first 2 years, it's kind of been paying our dues, and our third year will be as well. But it shows growth, it shows expansion, and it shows a propensity to want to be bigger and better than you all.
And it shows stability. You know, it shows potential sponsors that we plan on being here for
yes.
a long time.
Yes.
A long time.
Yeah. We have a lot of long-term aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And whether... You know, we're still on a committee or whatever at the end of that. Don't really matter.
No.
You know, we just want to get it going.
Yeah.
You know, and be part of it.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just fishing.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
But so one of the things that we'll have to do that we do know from the Department of Tourism is we are going to be changing our name. We are not going to be ARCLA team, state of Louisiana. One of their conditions, if they're going to sponsor, you know, with funds, is to be a Louisiana based, organization. So we would be Louisiana Team Trail at that point, which is not hard to do. We just change this little ARCLA to Louisiana and put a state on both sides, and it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of our fishermen are in Louisiana. We have a decent percentage from South Arkansas. The fisheries that we'll be fishing are close enough, those guys will still be able to participate.
Yeah.
You know,
and we want them to. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not saying we don't want Arkansas anglers.
No.
At all.
And not saying we're not going to go fish those fisheries.
Right.
We're 2 years that way, 2 years west, 2 years east, and we're going to find what work, the numbers.
Find
what
works.
Tell us where to go.
Find what works. And you know, I mean, even half the angler of the year, J.R. Grubb, he's from Arkansas.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, we want J.R. and the guys from Arkansas who fish strong to come back and you know, kind of wear it as a badge of honor. You know, I'm from Arkansas, but I won the Louisiana Team Trail. So, I mean, that's something that we really want to encourage, guys. We still, just a name change, but, you know, we're still for everybody that's carried this trail as far as we have. So.
And there's guys in Louisiana that go fish, you know, Texas, you know, and that team trail over there, they fish that a lot. Mm-hmm. Most of them are on the west side of the state, but they do.
We have people right now down at Sam Rayburn, Toledo, doing the Brandon Belt.
Yeah.
They're down there now.
That is I enjoy following that one on social media. That is a well-run organization.
You know. It is. And we want to get there.
Yes.
We definitely want to get there.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some hoops that we'll have to jump through. And of course, you know, wherever we can, if you get the backing of the state, then we'll have these tournaments in state parks. We'll have our weigh-ins in state parks. And as you mentioned, just like Darbone, you know, they're pretty well suited for that.
Absolutely, they are.
You know, I know three of them this next season.
Yes.
We'll have that have state parks. Well, we're already fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't plan it that way. It just is that way.
It felt like it.
You know, and there's plenty of others, you know, we could incorporate. So, you know, we're pretty happy about that. But, you know, we would like to have a North Division and a South Division if, you know, eventually.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
You know?
That'd
and
be
then,
sweet.
And then we meet
championship
up.
At the end.
Yeah, we meet up at a place like Toledo.
Yeah.
That's the vision. That's the dream.
That'd be slick.
You know? And maybe you have a TV crew out there.
I'll bring my iPhone. Okay, we're gonna try. I don't know whatever I can to make this thing go wild.
Yeah, because we want drone footage. You know, we want to be able to show. You know, we want graphics on a Facebook Live or you know put on YouTube Live or something like that. We want you know we have ideas and you know technology is going to be part of that.
Yes.
We've already talked to some folks that are capable of doing some live footage during our coverage for the state tournament.
Yes.
You know, they can actually go out on boats and film guys in the heat of it, you know.
Yeah.
And we have been doing, you know, the Facebook Lives at the weigh-ins and that, but we want that to be even bigger and better than it is now. We want to do drone footage, you know. That captures the essence of what we're doing and the magnitude of what we're doing in a big fishery, you know. And it when you see things like that and you go, these guys are not small time. Well, we kind of are small now, but we don't want to stay that way.
That's right. That's right.
And so somebody had to start somewhere every time they got a little bit bigger. So that's us.
Yeah. We want to give the guys who may not have the opportunity to fish bass or MLF or any of those others.
Right. Too tight like me. Too cheap to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend that time. Let's be honest.
I mean, you know, I've been following, and it takes so much dedication, time, money. I mean, you just can't up and say, oh, I'm going to do that. Man, the way bass is set up now, you know, with the open, it's some sort of dedication.
There's been a lot of guys from our general area that have gone off and tried to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's tough.
And few of them have been able to make a real good run. I know over in West Monroe, Jim Dillard.
Yes.
He went that route for a long time. Jim chased it and chased it and chased it and chased it. Now he owns a lure company.
You know, I saw him at Rest the other day. I tried to get over and speak to him, but you know, I had to get out of there real quick. I didn't get a chance to speak to him. But, I knew him when I saw him. I was like, wow, I really need to go talk to him.
I helped promote Jim, you know, early on in his career and when he was still a fireman and a plumber and whatever else he could make money doing just so he could go fishing, you know. So, a lot of people don't know Lee Levise.
Yeah.
You know, Lee was from here or lived here for a really long time and worked a lot of labor type jobs, you know, but that was always his dream. And now he is a stick. He's probably the most successful from this area. Or at least we claim him from this area.
Yeah. And Tyler.
You know.
Tyler Stewart.
Yeah. And yes, that's right. And Tyler. You know, it's pitiful few considering how many guys would love to be in that troop.
Right. That's right.
You know. So
Reisinger made a run last year.
If
he came very close to qualifying for the elites.
But you know, he did.
Yes.
He did. And you know, it takes, like you said, a lot of dedication to do.
And a lot of people with families and regular jobs, it's It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. So
you've got to be young and single or have a very understanding spouse.
Boy, don't you know?
Don't you know?
And what we want to do.
And that's hard if she's the breadwinner.
Yes, sir. But this stuff like this gives opportunities for the guys who can't do that to still stay in competition. And not only competition with some really, really good anglers for some really big money.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, for us, this is Super Bowl stuff.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's right.
For us guys that can, you know, have to mow our own yard or, you know, sit on the couch after a long day, this is real money. This is something that we really look forward to, and we're going to do everything we can, you know.
We have to give props.
I want to pat Todd on the back and tell him good luck, but daggone, I want to beat him.
Yeah. We're friends today, but when blast off, I don't like that.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah,
that's how it's supposed to be.
Especially Tom McMillan. I got him. But none of what we're doing would happen without the Tersias, the Media Bass, the FOMs that were before us. I mean, they're the foundation of the tournament. You know, Dale did media for years. He ran the North Louisiana. He had his own North Central Louisiana, whatever. Dale had that, you know. So all those, they've kept it here, and they've kept it going for all these years. We just came about it from a different angle, point of view.
That's right.
Yeah. And we don't want these guys, you know, these other groups to think that we're trying to compete with them and take their anglers or anything.
No.
We don't.
No, there's plenty for everybody. There's plenty for everybody.
We're absolutely not trying to do that. If anything, we're promoting the sport.
That's right.
Yes.
You know?
And we encourage them.
If you want to go fish something else, go fish it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's plenty of guys plenty of our anglers fish other services as well.
Absolutely.
That's good to see.
They sure do. And I think everybody in it's probably in a club too.
That's right.
You know?
Right. If I had more time, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to promote fishing as much as possible.
And right.
If it's competitive fishing, then that's even better.
Right. And when we crunch the numbers and we see the mayors and the tourism committee members and whatnot, and we have that data, it helps everybody.
That's right.
Because for the best weekend the... when I was talking with Red River Commission. Our tournament's next weekend. If all our people practice this weekend, we came up with a number. It generates $26,000 worth of sales tax revenue for the weekend. They have a way to figure that out. Mm-hmm. If you come and you eat and you do that, and so that's the value of 50 anglers.
Right. Well, guys,
tax revenue.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
That's not the actual revenue to the local proprietors.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, in the convenience stores and the gas stations.
Yeah.
And the folks that are selling food or selling ice, or, you know, if you want to stay in a hotel or over at Darbon Point.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then get a cabin at the state park.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They do have
Friday
cabins
night.
At
yes.
state park for
so,
sure.
And RV hookers. And RV yep.
yes. So moving yep. forward, yes. you know, we've got plans. You know, we want to look professional.
That's right.
Yes.
You know? We our branding is going to be very important. So, we have gotten some feedback on things like color. Yeah. And so we're going to be playing with a few, since we'll be changing the name to Louisiana Team Trail, we'll be playing with some colors.
Gotcha.
We don't want to get too far away from what we got,
uh-huh.
but, you know, it won't be a total makeover, but you can see some things incorporated.
I gotcha.
You know? And as part of that, we want some swag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we want some hats and some shirts.
Yes.
We want the guys that are guys like you that are going to be at the weigh-in, our, you know, our tournament staff, our weigh-in staff, our check-in staff. We want those guys branding.
That's right. That's
Louisiana
right.
Team Trail. So whenever we're there, they're going to look the part if they're going to be the part.
That's exactly right.
And so when our trailer is going down the road, we're going to get a new trailer. When our trailer is going down the road, you know, we want it branded.
People know what it is when they see it.
Exactly what it is, because it's going to be sharp.
Yeah, and we're going to be up and down I-20.
Not that Dale's does. Dale does a great job with what he's had and what we've been able to afford.
Yes.
And we appreciate the use of his trailer, because that's his.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that he and his team has been able to do. This is definitely no slight against them in any way. But, you know, we're going to be bigger and better, then we got to be bigger and better.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So we're going to look the part, and we're going to be the part, and people are going to know who we are.
I like it. I like it. Well, guys, we are bumping 45 minutes. Doesn't feel like we've talked for 45
minutes. It doesn't. It went really fast.
It did. It went very fast. I want to thank everybody for looking at this and watching it. This is a brand new format for me. You know, this video stuff is something I'm incorporating with my podcast. So I want to thank Todd, and I want to thank Mr. Glenn for meeting me out here and giving this thing a run so we can talk about what's coming up in October. Guys, wrap your head around and get ready. And like Todd was saying, you better get some of your good fishing line ready because October's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it is. Fish on.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right, guys.
Good day.
Thank y'all.